Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm feeling great. Feeling great. I just sent Fritz a text. All it is the emoji of the hammer.
I'm sure he's psyched to get that.
Oh, he's texting me. He's not happy.
He's texting you?
Yeah, he said... Did I call Mike Schmidt a loser when he retired because he couldn't play anymore?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I like that. He's taking the Hammers game. He goes Michael Jordan. He goes Mike Schmidt. I think that's fair.
This guy.
I mean, you compare yourself to Michael Jordan every show.
All right. So I want to give a shout out right now. We don't do too many shout outs in the show. You might remember if you're of a certain age, Harry and Richie would do shout outs. That was a cool part of the Phillies broadcast, you know, for decades.
For the pizza place where I ordered pizza from the other day.
Yes, that
they are awesome.
Pizza.
That was another shout out.
So good. Celebration. Yeah.
So good.
All right. Here's a shout out with some meaning. And, sir, I hope you're listening to us. Shout out to WIP listener and American Major Matthew Jackson, who is serving our nation overseas right now. And someone that knows Major Matthew Jackson got to Ava Grammer Station recently and said, loves our show, loves our station, listens on the I don't know if it's on the Odyssey app or maybe he goes on the website and finds audio. I don't know quite how he listens. I imagine it's the Odyssey app. Listens to our show frequently. Major Matthew Jackson, sir, we salute you.
Thank you,
thank
Matthew.
Thank you.
So cool.
And I wanted to give that guy a shout out.
Shout out to Matthew. Are we doing shout outs? Is this going to be a part of the show now? Is this like a Ricky and
Matthew Jackson?
Or no?
But we're all for military shout outs, especially if you're overseas. You're overseas. Come on now.
Honestly, anyone who listens overseas, shout out to you. That is awesome.
Yes. Yeah, we used to get a call from a guy who was in the services.
Yep.
His calls were better than calls we got from somebody on the Schuylkill. Right. I'm like, this dude's calling from like Afghanistan.
That's pretty amazing.
They come in clearer.
Pretty good stuff. All
That's
right,
amazing. And I believe, I grew up believing that I would be in the Navy. I wanted to grow up and be in the Navy. My dad was in the Navy. I went to Navy football camp to learn how to play football. I think I told you this. Going into seventh grade. I was at the Navy football camp, and it was like, okay, I think I'm ready. I think someday I'm going to be able to play at Annapolis, and I'm going to be able to serve my country like David Robinson. Because that year, my two-hand touch team at the camp for Navy football camp won the tournament. We were the best team, and part of our prize was we got to – shake hands with David Robinson as he handed us our poster.
The Admiral. I loved him. I mean, he
amazing.
Was
amazing.
Yeah.
David Robinson.
That was
meeting
awesome.
David Robinson. And remember, when he signed on at the Naval Academy, he was like 6'7".
Correct.
Yeah. And he kept growing, growing to 7'2".
Yeah.
So he could no longer fit in a lot of the like submarines and a lot of the airplanes.
That's why you had to skill the small forward also.
Yeah. So fit in anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're 7'2". You're not fitting a whole lot
Pretty
of anything.
Pretty amazing. All right. So look, you can join us 215-592-9494 if you want to comment on the Fritz stuff or obviously the Phils last night. Eagles also. Let's get to more of Vic Fangio. He commented on a lot of different topics yesterday. Well, one of the main ones was the Eagles' defensive backfield. A lot of it based around the Cooper DeJean thing. So I think most people know when the Eagles, when other teams have three receivers or four wide receivers out there, Cooper DeJean's playing in the slot, and he's tremendous at it. The question is, what happens this year when a team only has, let's say, two wide receivers on the field? You can have two running backs, different ways you can do it. But two wide receivers, you know, what you call base defense normally would be out there against that, which last year Cooper DeJean was actually taken off the field. But he's so good, you don't want to take him off the field. And remember, part of this was last year you had Darius Slay and you had C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who were good corner and good safety. And so, you know, Vic Fangio was like, all right, well, we'll take Cooper DeJean off the field. Well, now
last year, Cooper was on the field for 90% of the snaps after he started playing.
Right.
Because he was that good, because they needed him out there, and he's that important.
Absolutely. So now you don't have Slay, and you don't have C.J. G.J. So what do you do if the other team only has two wide receivers on the field? Where does Cooper DeJean go? Let's listen to Vic Fangio yesterday discussing the options.
What are you looking to find out about Cooper as you're trying him out at base, at corner, and in that plan right now?
With Cooper DeJean? Yeah, I would like to keep him at nickel. And then in our base package, we'll find a spot for him, either at corner or safety.
What's the benefit of someone who can play inside at nickel and outside in base? Because you'd have to find... someone that cornered at the nickel size with like 80% of snaps.
Yeah, I think a lot of it will end up depending upon how the rest of the guys develop and where do we most need them. So it will be determined by what's best for him and what's best for the team. And it'll probably what's best for the team will win out in that decision. But he's capable in corner, and he's capable of playing safety.
What do you like about the idea of Cooper at safety, and what will go into determining whether he plays at safety or the outside?
Well, I think he would play very well at safety. I think it suits his skill set, things that he does well. I just think he would do very well in there.
So there's a lot of interesting things in there. Now, I'm going to give you one odd correlation, but it just comes to my mind when I hear that audio when he says, like, it's about what's best for Cooper, but it's actually really about what's best for the team. Trey Turner's defense.
You know what? I thought the same thing. I really thought of them not playing Bryce Huff. Bryce Huff made all that money. Yeah. And they went, we ain't playing you.
I admire the way Vic Fangio is like, we do want to put him in the best position where it's the best him.
However.
But we're going to put him in the position where it's the best us. I mean, that's basically what he's saying. All right, so here's where it gets even more interesting. This is largely going to be determined, as Vic Fangio expressed, based on how the other players, the corners and the safeties look, and who rises up. Again, last year you had quality in CJ, GJ, and Slay. So, like, you were good in both spots. But if you only had Slay last year, not CJ, GJ, maybe Cooper DeJean would be safety. If you only had CJ, GJ, but not Slay, maybe Cooper DeJean would be cornerback guy. Well, this year they're trying to find their way at both the second outside corner and the second safety. So let's listen to Vic Fangio talk about what I'll call the other guys and how their development or skill and what they bring to the table could play into where Cooper DeJean plays.
What's your view of guys who are developing, whether it's Keeley, Matt, Adoree, how do they look and how comfortable are you with them starting on the outside right now?
Well, it's always hard to tell this time of year, without the pad and even at that position. But I think both those guys are making good strides. They're both into it, and they know there's a job there to be had for somebody. And I think they've had good off seasons, both of them.
What's your view of the Kuba Sydney competition?
It's a competition that, it's going to take a training camp, a few preseason games to sort out. And Tristan's in that too.
So, John, I have a theory based on what you've said over the last month or so. I think you think, and you certainly could be right here, I think you think Adoree Jackson is the best player amongst the other corners and the other safeties. And if he is, and if he wins that job, maybe Cooper DeJean is then playing safety instead of like rookie Makubu. Is that what you're thinking there?
Yeah, or Tristan McCollum. Sydney Brown. So you have Reed Blankenship and blank for a strong safety.
Right.
Is it Sydney Brown?
It's not going to be him.
I don't think he loves Sydney Brown.
He doesn't, because he throws McCollum's name in there. It's going
to
be
Is it Lewis Cine, or is it someone who we know has the size to get down there in the box and play like a linebacker, even though it's nickel and dime? I love the idea of having, I mean, he is so versatile, but yeah, giving Cooper a chance to show what he can do in a little brawnier capacity.
Sure.
You know, but I do believe he'd be good at it.
Yeah. So there's a lot of really interesting stuff from
the Adoree Jackson thing.
Yeah.
I could trust him on the outside. You know, if we're talking, he's a guy who's been around the block a few times.
Sure.
I'm not saying he's still got, I'm not saying I trust him unconditionally, but I'm saying that he's got a lot more skill than what people give him credit, I guess, because when he was playing, it was up in New York.
Yeah.
And you know, we looked down our nose at that, but this guy knows the game.
So
that matters.
Well, it does matter. There was a lot in this press conference yesterday, and we'll continue to play audio. I mean, I think that the real big headlines from it were, number one, Jihad Campbell's not going to practice until August. He didn't even say what point of August, but so that would be into training camp. Tells me that Jihad Campbell may not be ready for the start of the season. Number two, Nakobe Dean, I mean, he described as a ways away. Like, think of it this way. He gave Jihad Campbell August. He didn't even give a month for Nakobe Dean. So I absolutely doubt Nakobe will be ready for the start of the year. And then the question is, when does he play, if he plays? Remember, he got hurt near the very end of the year, in January, with a pretty serious injury.
The patellar tendon is...
no joke.
It's not the ACL. ACL in today's world, it feels like guys come back from that thing and in 6 months and they're running.
Yeah.
The patellar tendon, they expect it to be slower.
All right, so you can react to all this. Also, the Phil's last lane. Also, Devin, so you were there, Eagles players yesterday talking, some of them. So we're playing audio of stuff that was like publicly disseminated, press conference stuff. But you were there when guys were kind of milling around and some are talking to reporters at lockers?
No. So we weren't in the locker room. So some of the players spoke at the podium. So like Adoree Jackson spoke at the podium. Nolan Smith
was wonderful.
Yeah. Hold on, and that was the first time I had actually heard Jackson speak.
Deal. Adoree Jackson, new addition to the team.
Yeah.
Remember, former first round addition. This guy was 18th overall. I think he was 18th overall.
Yeah.
That counts for a lot in the coach's
But they're also
eyes.
Not paying him a ton. And you know antenna. When that happens, like Devin White last year.
Yeah, didn't they let Devin White speak a lot last year?
Yeah, right.
Too? That didn't work out.
So we'll see. Like, I'm struck by guys like Steve Nelson, who had started elsewhere, came here and couldn't do anything.
Yes.
Yeah. So sometimes you get a guy like Patrick Robinson and Zach Bond, who like way exceed expectations that are cheap. And then sometimes you get a guy who's just a guy and it's 1 year and he's gone.
Don't you think it's saying something that Adoree Jackson was
not really.
I hope it works out for him because I thought, I mean, just off the field and play aside, he has clearly like been, you know, in front of media kind of asking pressing questions before. And he was funny. Kind of reminds me of Darius Slay, like brings that energy. I know that we've talked about, you know, seeing guys like Darius Slay and CJ Gardner-Johnson, in the locker room, what that will do for the swagger. Reed Blankenship also spoke. He was asked about the swagger and how he's kind of stepping up as a leader. Jordan Davis spoke. Jalen Carter. It was a good day in terms of guys talking to media.
Good.
Well, on the defensive side of things.
We look forward to obviously seeing these guys. I mean, 3 months. By the way, don't they start, James, September?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at chumbacasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law.
18 plus DNCs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Fourth?
September 4th is the first game.
3 months,
yeah,
boys and girls. 3 months, Ben Davis, to the start of the Eagles season.
That's my birthday.
Can't wait.
That's pretty cool, man. That's
my birthday. My 51st
birthday game.
Birthday. Yeah. Oh, man, on a Thursday night how with the batter and Richie's birthday.
Yeah, how about that?
I like it. Let's go to the phones. You can react to all this, including the Phillies game last night. We'll get to more of Fangio and what he said. And also, if you want to comment on the Jack Fritz thing. Let's go to Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, good morning.
Hammer, hammer, hammer. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Bang! That's how I'm doing.
Hey, Hammer. I was going to beat you to it. Hey, Hammer, you beat me to it, man. Bang!
That's right.
That's how you do, man.
That's right.
One for the Hammer, zero for Bobomb. Let's go, Hammer.
Because, Anthony, you know, I said to Fritz a couple weeks ago.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And he couldn't deliver. Couldn't deliver.
He couldn't do it, Hammer.
Couldn't deliver.
Hey, Hammer, man, that offense stand a chance, man.
Anthony, Anthony, you ever see Dirty Harry, the movie with Clint?
One of his
famous lines, and a youngin' like Jack Fritz won't know this because he pays no respect to his elders. Clint looked at the bad guy and said, "Every man's got to know his limitations."
Oh my God! And do you know yours?
That was
wow.
You've done nothing.
Wow.
That was something.
That was Clint Eastwood. I'll tell you that.
Hammer and what? Jack Fritz knows his limitations, man.
Well, now he does, but he didn't. He didn't a couple weeks ago, and he was yapping his yap.
Yeah, hey, man. He wrote a check.
Correct.
Guys can't cash.
Correct.
Hammer.
And Anthony, I feel proud of you. For being aligned with me, because most weren't. You've been the whole time, sir. I commend you.
Hey, Hammer, man. Never a doubt, man.
Thank
never
you.
A doubt,
thank
man.
You. Anthony, wait till we win this thing. You and I are going to have a party. We're going to invite the 12 people in the entire Delaware Valley that were with us from the beginning.
Do I get invited?
Yes, Rhea's in.
No one else. It's just
Rhea,
the three of you. The three of you can have your own little party.
How do
the
we
only three people.
This group.
Hey, Joe, we partying down Broad Street, baby.
Group of morons.
Hey, Joe, we partying down Broad Street,
dude.
Baby.
The city will be lucky.
Talking parade?
I am thinking parade.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm thinking parade. All right, Anthony, what do you got on the Eagles? There's a lot going on. What are you thinking?
Hey, lot going on, man. I love, first off, I love Vic Fangio, man. His honesty, man, the way he lays it all out there, let us know what's going on, who's doing what, was that's pretty big, man, for Cooper to be. He won him on the field, so we got to find that corner of safety, whatever, man. What's a bigger deal is our first-round draft pick. He's coming late August, man. To Kobe, we don't know when he's coming, man. Yeah. But I trust Vic Fangio, man. I believe in him and I trust him, man. And I believe that we can get maybe after week 4, week 5, whatever, we're going to come gel together and be that number.
Yeah, here's the one thing I'll say pushing back on you, because I trust Vic Fangio also, but I'll say this, and it's important to point this out. His defenses are not always number one in the NFL. Matter of fact, I don't know if they had ever been until last year.
Ever been, right.
Here's the thing. You got to have players. And if you think about who he lost Darius Slay, who's been an incredibly accomplished player in this league, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who got traded, Milton Williams, who got $100 million, Josh Sweat, who got, what, maybe $50 million or something? I don't know.
80, 79
Did he really?
Or 80 or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, $80 million, okay? And some other starter I'm forgetting. Plus, you don't have N'Kobe at least out of the gate. My point, Anthony, is it's going to be more about players stepping up, than, in my opinion, than Fangio figuring it out. You know, this is... and so we'll see what Jeremiah Trotter Jr. has. We'll see what Mukubu has. We'll see what, you know, on down the line, Adoree Jackson has. It'll be interesting. Anthony, give me an answer, bud, for someone who's famous and accomplished at something very random.
Hey, Hammer, you my man. You know, I'm not going to do it to you, man, but your roommate and that cantaloupe, man.
Ooh. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess
you guys are rooming
is
together.
Is the roomie
going to
be at the reunion?
No,
oh, great
and
question.
No.
Aww.
All right, so he was not my roommate. He was a housemate. It was a townhouse, the Fairfield U townhouse 65. 4 people in there. He was in the other room. I went room with that guy. You kidding me? Dirty dog.
It sounds like you did room.
That's what
with
people
that
said
guy.
About you.
No, he was across the hallway. Yeah,
meanwhile, Joe's in his room biting his toenails.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
I was doing more than that. All right, 215. I was studying.
Like what?
Yeah. I was studying.
Yeah, right.
What?
You've already told us you didn't do that in college.
That was a great comeback. Right right there. That was quick.
Come on,
you.
Man.
That was quick.
I had to work my way into my 3-2.
Great,
you know?
Lawyer.
Hey, thank
great
you.
Pivot.
Thank you. All right, speaking of pivots, let's listen a little bit more of the Fritz thing. Let's go back to when he made the announcement, because he made an announcement yesterday, and it's worth hearing again.
But the number one thing that I need to get out in front of, and this is, I say this with the utmost disappointment, and I know people think I'm soft. I don't really like being labeled soft. I don't think I'm soft. But I am not pitching to Joe DeCamera. I can't throw anymore. Like, I threw a football yesterday, and my bicep felt like it was going to rip off. Like, I am for bits. I like doing bits. I'm pulling out of the pitching to Joe DeCamera contest.
I don't know who told him this thing's a bit. I mean, if that's some radio term for, like, it's a fun and games. Like, I was always here to win, and I expect to win. Let's listen to more of Fritz, because he and Spike and Ike on the Spike, Ike, and Boban show went on and discussed a lot.
We're mocking and ridiculing Joe DeCamera that he's not going to even make it to the events.
And he didn't make it to the baseball
one. Out of an event. It's, not basketball. Not tennis.
That's fine.
The actual event that...
But we knew how it was going to end anyway. I don't need to prove anything.
I really appreciate Spike and Ike, you know, holding Fritz's feet to the fire. And I don't need to prove anything. What do you mean you don't need to prove anything? It's a competition. Of course you need to prove something. And he talked such a big game for so many years about being a pitcher. And now it's like, nope, no longer. More of all those guys.
Oh, my God, Fritz.
I don't know what to tell you.
I got to go straight to the chat.
I threw a 10. No,
you're going to the YouTube chat.
I
got to
see what the chat is saying.
Oh, no.
I threw 10 footballs yesterday. I can't extend my elbow.
Threw 10 footballs
who the hell
where?
Told you to throw the football? What were you at? Were you at Disney World?
No, I was at my parents' house. I was throwing it around for Walker to go run and grab it. And show him, yeah.
Show him what a broken
Walker's
man his dad
old.
Is.
Yeah, like,
hold on real quick. Is he playing fetch with his kid?
What it sounded
that,
like.
That sounded like fetch with his kid.
I had to remind myself, Walker, human.
Human.
Walker, human.
Exactly, yeah.
But I do have dog on the brain right now.
I mean, yeah, so do I. Fritz.
Is he playing fetch?
215-592-9494. So you can react to the Fritz Lima. By the way, James, you're saying the YouTube, our YouTube got a lot?
Oh, buddy, yes. The YouTube chat is up and up.
What people are saying on YouTube. We're going to get to that with the comments coming in, because James says there's a lot of comments. We appreciate that. Everyone on YouTube, hello. Thanks for watching us. Thanks for commenting. We'll get to those comments, as people should take Fritz and rake him over the coals coming up. We're going to hear that in 1 minute.
When couples walk into Benari Jewelers, they can't believe the selection of amazing engagement rings. I'm talking thousands of choices. If she's seen a ring she loves on Pinterest, they've got it at Benari. Halos, hidden halos, vintage, side stone rings, three stone rings, classic or contemporary, in white gold, yellow gold, rose gold, platinum. You can go with a simple solitaire or the most intricate design imaginable. Benari is an authorized retailer for all the top bridal designers. So if she's looking for a certain brand, like Tacori, Benari has the entire collection. And Benari's amazing associates are not retail clerks. They're true experts who specialize in helping you combine a beautiful handcrafted ring with just the right diamond to make your dream ring a reality with no compromises. Don't select a ring that looks like everyone else's. We didn't. We are actually in the middle of building a ring right now. Benari has been fantastic every step of the process. She deserves something that reflects her unique style, taste, and personality. And you'll find it at Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square.
All right, Jenna Cameron and Jen Ritchie. And sometimes things get said, you don't even know if it's supposed to be said or not. But hello. Good morning to you, too. All right, so Twitter poll question of the day. Brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, which finals are you more likely to watch? Is it the Panthers Oilers or the Pacers Thunder? Ben, NHL or NBA? Which one are you more inclined?
NHL. It's not even close.
The NBA playoffs have been great.
Nah.
Devin?
I wish I had an NBA. So I wasn't rooting for the Knicks to win by any means, but I feel lost without a team to hate watch. Like, I actually like the Thunder, so I'll be, I guess, rooting for them, but I don't mind the Pacers. So, like, I feel very neutral about both teams.
It's hard to
I haven't been paying
Pacers.
Attention to hockey playoffs, though, so I have to say NBA.
That's a good point. The Pacers are just, they're sort of...
Yeah, like, they're, I like that they nice. They beat the Knicks, but, like,
I don't
just
like that they beat
they
the
got TJ.
I
know. We like TJ.
I like TJ McConnell.
I love TJ.
And it makes Morey look worse if Halliburton wins
the
title, if he turned down Halliburton for Ben.
I know.
I think the Thunder are going to win.
Oh, they're going to smoke
him. I mean, the odds are insane. Have you seen the odds?
No, I haven't.
The Thunder are minus 800 favorite to win the finals.
Wow.
Minus 800 in the finals. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Pacers have no shot unless the Thunder get hurt. No shot.
Has either team ever won?
No,
NBA championship?
Well, technically, no.
Really?
The Thunder, kind of, because they were the Seattle Supersonics who had won a title, but in Oklahoma City, they have
Sean gone. Kemp.
Not, right. He didn't win
but
the title.
But who did they win with? Name the Hall of Famer that played for the Celtics that won with the Sonics.
Sonics.
Xavier?
Come on.
I have no idea.
Come on. It is Larry Bird always has said it was his best, the best player he played with. Not Kevin McHale.
Dennis
not
Johnson?
Not Robert. Dennis Johnson.
DJ.
Ooh. Really?
Dennis Johnson. Yeah, Larry Bird has always said,
here's a steal by Bird to DJ. I still remember that call.
Come
that was
on,
awesome.
Though. Wait, awesome! It's the freaking Sonics won! Then again, they beat the Bad Boy Pistons. So,
yeah.
You know. I love, remember those black Converse high tops that Dennis Johnson had?
Oh, yeah.
Had? Those
they were
cool. Sweet.
He was an outstanding player.
Outstanding.
He really was. He was a great
player. Fundamentally cool. Sound. Cool.
Yeah. They got him to defend Magic and? They got him to defend Magic and? Who?
Doc?
Andrew Toney.
Ah, yeah. Makes
Andrew
sense.
Toney was so good, so young, and they said, uh-oh, we got a problem. We got to stop this guy. And then they, and that's when
wasn't
he got
the NBA
shot.
Wow, so
and he
good
was the answer
then.
There,
was great.
Too?
Yeah, Dennis Johnson was great.
He could do it all?
Andrew Toney would have made the Hall of Fame. Hall of Famers, if not for injuries, in Philadelphia sports. Andrew Toney,
oh, my
Toney,
God, we could have our
Mike
own
Quick.
Wing.
Yeah. All right, who else? Andrew Toney, Mike Quick.
Jerome Brown.
Yeah.
Jerome Brown.
Jerome.
Wow. Pelly, who knows,
Pelly,
but probably.
No, Pelly
I think
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Andy Harmon.
Well,
no,
not
I think he's
making a joke. Come on.
Andrew Bynum.
All right, so YouTube comments have come in, but you can weigh in on the Twitter poll question. Are you more inclined for the NHL or NBA Finals, which are up ahead? We remind you the Phillies won last night, so good to bounce back from the four-game losing streak. If you missed it, Bryce played last night, homer in the first inning. Trey with two homers. You know, not the cleanest pitch game by Sanchez, but good enough, because six innings gives up one run. So a pretty solid win. And the Phillies got to use the lesser relievers last night. And in doing so, obviously saved the main three for tonight. All right. James, comments YouTube related to Fritz and his the limo. What are we looking at?
Yeah, I want to apologize to Jack that I'm even reading these, but let's go.
Is he going to get hurt by these? Because
I don't know.
Because I don't want. I want to be clear. I want to say this publicly. I don't want him. I don't want to hurt his feelings.
He's too much. He's a grown up. He's 31. He's okay.
Yeah.
Because he does have, like I said, that soft underbelly.
I mean, you did call him an oaf and Boban, I think.
Not only did I call him an oaf, Devin, I called it. Like,
what?
I called it. Like, in advance, I was telling everybody, this guy's soft.
So, and now you're worried about his feelings.
My point is, for anyone that just tuned in today.
Yeah, his feelings, but he's so soft.
Yeah, it doesn't know what I said the last couple weeks.
I'm a nice guy, but
I think that's amazing is that you
seem
to think that you yourself are hard.
Yeah, that is the implication, the other
side
of that.
He hasn't quit on anything.
Hard enough. Hard enough. All right, Seltzer, what's being said here?
Okay. All right. There are a few people.
Ben doesn't know what to make of this show today.
There are a few people, including Rick, who've already put the hashtag Jack Quits as a hashtag.
No.
Love it.
So, all right, let's get into it.
Oh no,
Philly guy
with a Z.
Yeah, with a Z.
Oh no,
Philly guy 2377 says, "I already knew Fritz was a clown, but I really enjoy finding out he's a wuss too. Oh. Fritz is the biggest clown on WIP."
I mean, he talks such a big game.
Here's another. Sean C. says, Fritz the quits.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but Fritz just fell to the lowest person on the WIP totem pole.
Yeah, I mean,
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days.
Excludes restaurants.
Yeah. Crowded field.
Twice Beaumont.
You're right. Joe says Jack isn't going to win one competition.
Well, I'm not saying that per se. I haven't figured all that out. I just know that I'll win three or more. But that, Joe, you're saying is saying
that. Yeah,
we'll
Joe, find out. Joe, the yes, not yeah. you. Don't okay. worry. Jimmy E said Jack took a fat L yesterday. Joe is on his ass today. Joey D finna to poke out his chest.
Oh, listen, chest has been poked out already, but now even further. Yeah.
This is an interesting one from Jim. Jim's calling a little shenanigans here. Jim says Jack can't throw strikes. His arm is fine. He's just being a blank, a bleep, because he knows he can't throw strikes.
Look, I'll tell you this. When we set this thing up where I had to get on base, you know, four or more times, I felt confident that I would only need about one or two hits. I mean, I felt out of 10 times.
I'd
probably walk two or three times. So get one or two knocks, and then I win the competition. Like, I really did feel confident
so
with
really
this
one.
I really
did. Counting on walking your way
in part
to a victory.
Yeah, no, I have no problem. I'm like the 93
part of the
Phils.
Game.
93 Phils. Lenny walked 100.
Not really
Ben, you know it. Lenny walked 100. Kruk walked 100. Dutch walked 100.
Mm-hmm.
I learned at the feet of the 93
Phils. Well, I'm glad that we don't have to endure that. Like, that would not have felt like a real. But, accurate depiction of who's a better athlete.
But he's the pick.
Joe's working on his on base percentage in a competition.
Yeah, yes.
Right. Exactly.
What are we doing?
Listen, we're having a competition.
Swing the bat.
I was going to swing
the bat.
I was going to. He's going to throw me a strike. I watched a video of Ted Williams the other day with Bob Costas, an interview from like the 90s. And Ted Williams thing, the main key to hitting. Find a pitch to hit. And I was ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
Find a good pitch to hit.
Why were you watching a random
because
you,
this is what he does.
Because
this is what he does.
Because
Devin.
I was
he goes on YouTube holes and he watches all kinds of weird stuff.
I was preparing for this.
Okay, so now.
Are you comparing yourself to Ted Williams?
Well, many times.
Listen,
he has done
my on base percentage at fantasy camp was higher than Ted Williams' career on base, which is the highest in baseball history.
I need a drink.
And I do have the fantasy camp. I have the fantasy camp. You know, pull over on the day.
One more, because I want to get the panel's thoughts on this, because Rick has an interesting idea as a punishment. He says Jack should be banned from talking about pitching on the air.
Listen.
Whoa.
He's got legs.
That will hurt him.
He's got legs. Got legs.
Like in like with the Phillies too, just pitching.
Yeah, I think
in general,
he can't like
pitching.
Comment on pitching. Like Christopher Sanchez, what do you think of him?
I mean,
last
this
night?
Was
well,
his
can't talk
wow.
about
this
it.
Was his main thing. It'd be like if I pulled out a Beat the Hammer. Like, what are we doing here? Like, what, you know, this was his pitcher guy. Okay.
He's not pitcher guy anymore.
His body can no longer do it.
At 31.
Yeah, that's
what
happened.
What is it, Koufax? Was the guy throwing the 5,000 fastballs?
When you're an actual athlete, your body wears out.
Yeah. Well, then you know what? Then don't yap the yap. Keep it shut.
You challenged him.
And he accepted the challenge.
Okay, so he should stay mum while challenged?
I'm just saying this. Pat Riley.
Don't talk.
Pat Riley knew it 2 months ago, but Fritz didn't. And Pat Riley told him.
You should keep your mouth
this,
shut.
In my mind,
and he didn't.
This, in my mind, guarantees that you will not win an event.
Yeah,
like, you had a chance that he would not be able to throw a
well,
strike.
Well, I am bummed about
now,
that.
Now?
Yeah. I'm annoyed.
Where's your chance?
Well, I'm going to win basketball. I'm going to win tennis. And it's a matter I got to win one more. Let's go to the phones.
Crazy.
Let's get to Martin right now in Valley Forge. Martin, good morning.
Good morning. How's everyone this morning?
Better.
Doing great, Mark.
Feeling
better
good.
Better than Jack.
he
said better. It's amazing. Anybody got this small group of morons drop from John today? Was pretty amazing. I had a question about what if Kelee Ringo went to safety, but I guess Vic Fangio kind of answered that already. And then the other thing is with Ben Johnson in the house and also Seltzer, who are you looking at as it shapes up as to who's buying and selling to fortify not just the bullpen, but the Phillies going to the playoffs?
Wait, you're asking Seltzer for 30 teams in baseball who's buying and selling?
No, I'm asking what people think within the room, pardon me, about such concepts.
Well, I think right now there's probably about 7 or 8 teams that know for sure they're going to be sellers. Then there's about 7 or 8 teams that aren't sure yet that are waiting to see how they play over the next month and a half. There's about 14 teams that want to be buyers. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm the reality
yeah,
is that
like,
here's the thing, Martin, hang on. The third wild card has complicated this. Now, we're only, 4 years into it, but it's complicated it because now it's easier to make the playoffs than it used to be, and so a lot more teams are in it. You know, even if you were 500 on September 1st, you're still in it, which is crazy, but you are in a lot of instances. Now, obviously, the trade deadline ends a month before that, but you get my point. The reality is that there aren't as many classic sellers as there used to be. I'll give you an example. The 1986 Phillies won, I believe it was 86 games. They also finished out of first place, I believe, by 21 games because the Mets won like 106 or 107. So the 86 Phillies would have known in, you know, July, we're not making the playoffs. They could be a seller. I don't remember if they were or weren't, but they certainly could have been. Now a team tracking to 86 games is absolutely in a wild card race and may not sell.
Okay, understood.
Yeah. So is that's James's answer?
Yeah.
The question was.
Well, I mean,
yeah, I do. Well, and also,
yeah, James, who's the Rockies are going to sell?
Yeah, the Pirates, the Rockies.
You see what the Rockies did? Athletics. You see what the Rockies did recently?
Yes. Did they actually won a game? You
talking? They won a series.
Yeah,
two in a row.
Was 11-50?
John, it took till June. Yeah. For the Rockies to win
a series.
11-50
or something. I mean, who'd have thunk? We saw the worst team in modern history last year, and they might get beat this year.
They might.
They're going to take it. They're going to take it. The Rockies are going to take that, unfortunately.
We'll see. All right, Mark, give me an answer, bud, for someone well-known for something random.
How about Evel Knievel and every bike jump you took as a kid?
Boy, that's a big answer, too.
Jeez. Yeah, got a lot of great answers.
So think about it. Here's what we've got so far. Some of the big ones. Evel Knievel. The flying Willendis, because it was multiple, right? He was the main guy.
I think
guy,
the caller said Nick, but yeah, they were a bunch.
There was a group. Houdini, Octomom, Nostradamus.
Nostradamus thing is pretty crazy.
They're five really big ones. They're really, really, really big. Joe in Mayfair. Joseph, good morning.
Well, good morning, Joe. This is like pay-per-view boxing match with you and Fritz, like the commentary, the back and forth banner, you know, he's just, I'm going to start calling him Jack Bleep Fritz. So like, that's just horrible what he did. Like,
gotta,
you don't do it like that.
He's got to own it.
It's very weak.
Look, right? I guess I'll say this because I don't want to hurt his feelings too much. I don't want people to go too hard on him. I mean, he's exposed himself in a way, obviously, but, you know, he's a nice guy.
No, it's like asking a great girl to the prom and then being afraid to pick her up and take her to the prom. It's like backing out of that. Like, you're going to get picked on. I mean, I don't care if you're 31 or 16. You're going to get picked on for what he did. So
yeah,
it is what it is. It's his own fault. But I do want to talk to Ben Davis this morning about the Ranger Suarez feeling in you that you have. Like, this trading deadline with this team going, trying to do something to bring home a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure on Dombrowski to get it done right, to send the message to this team that we are all in for this season. But to me, how, I know he's a free agent, but how can you trade your best pitcher in the postseason in the last 3 years? Like, the guy with the moxie who can come out of the pen or start, the personality, how he's loved in that clubhouse. How do you tell that locker room, like, we're trading probably our best postseason pitcher over the last 3 years, then he's got to go above and beyond to show that clubhouse that we're all in and we're backing you. We won a championship the year. Like, how much pressure's on him?
On Dombrowski?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of pressure on him, but I think he's willing to answer the call. I do think that the name Ranger Suarez is being thrown out there because he really is the only guy that offers any kind of to get anything in return. You know, they do
well,
have
other than their high-end minor leaguers.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, but right. they do have a lot of, I mean, this is a win now situation for the Phillies. This team is built to win now. And I think he offers the most in wanting to get something back. And who doesn't want starting pitching? And I right. think his durability has been a question over the years, and I think that goes a long way with the Phillies and their mindset. I could be speaking out of turn. I don't think I am, but I think it. I think they could garner the most in return for Ranger Suarez.
And Joe, I'll add to this because I think there's a because I agree with everything Ben said, and I'll add this comment. It depends on what you get back.
Yeah,
I would not expect so. Two things I don't expect. I don't expect the Phillies to trade Ranger Suarez for a minor leaguer.
No,
I don't expect the Phillies, meaning a guy for the future. I don't expect the Phillies to trade Ranger Suarez for anyone, outfielder, closer, anyone who's not an outstanding player. They're not. This is not going to be Ranger Suarez for someone's Max Kepler. You know, like I'll give you a for instance. When the Phillies lost the World Series in '93, the leadoff hitter for the Toronto Blue Jays was Ricky Henderson, who they had acquired, I think, during that season. I think, because prior to that, he was an A. Maybe they acquired him in 92. They won back-to-back years. But one of those years, I think they acquired him at the trade deadline. So, like, if you were to acquire an outstanding outfielder and slide him in, that's the theory. That you have an abundance of pitching, and if you get someone who can help you at a position that you're weaker, it may be worth going for it as long as the player is good enough. Now, would the Phillies trade Ranger for like Hunter Pence 2011? I don't know.
Maybe
it's like right on the line.
You can't.
Oh,
do
I
that
think they probably.
I
would.
Think they would.
You think they would?
I think they would. Yes.
Yeah. Hunter Pence was good in 2011.
And I would.
Yeah.
Good. And I would not do that. You have. You're trusting Lazaros. You're trusting Sanchez, who can't go through the lap the third time. You haven't seen what Nola can do. So you're only. I know we have this depth, but going against the top teams,
look,
you have
it's risky.
Wheeler,
it's risky.
You have Wheeler and the rest.
I know.
I'd rather have Wheeler and Suarez.
I think you're under. I think you're underselling Sanchez, and I think you're underselling Lazardo.
He goes through the lineup three times. He starts to get hit, and Lazardo, we haven't seen. Like we've never seen this.
Yeah, but Joe, hang on. I'm going to ask you a direct question. Give me a direct answer. Who do you trust more, Lazardo or Rojas?
Lazardo.
Of course, that's the point. If you can use Lazardo and remove Rojas. There's a great case you can make yourself a better team. And Ranger may be able to let you do that.
So do you trust Suarez or do you trust Lazardo in a playoff game?
I think it's 50-50, to be honest with you.
Oh, come on, Joe.
No, I mean, I'm being honest.
Lazardo's a better pitcher, Joe. I get your point that Ranger's done it before, but Lazardo is a better, more talented pitcher than Ranger Suarez.
Better
full stop. Postseason ERA. Come on.
I'm not sure
he's
I agree.
He's got one start in the
I'm
postseason,
not sure
Lazardo.
I agree with James on that. But I know this, Joe. I know I can trust Ranger out of the bullpen. I think there's a better chance Lazardo gets the start in part because Ranger can be the bullpen. I mean, I think
he's got 40 innings pitched under a one whip, about a one.
I love Ranger. He's my favorite player on the team. Joe, I need an answer from you. You can join us next week. Give me someone known for something kind of random.
Oh, there's over 350,000 of them that have been 3.5 million foul balls hit in the entire Major League Baseball existence, and Steve Bartman's the only one who was made famous for
that. Oh, another great! Wow. We are on fire today.
That's a
good one.
I don't know how we're. I don't know how we're.
Might need a poll.
We might need
a poll.
It's
a weird poll, though.
I know,
but it could be fun.
It could. I feel bad for the Flying Willenda people because people on Twitter are not going to know who they are. So I don't know. Might be a poll. We'll figure it out. All right, up ahead, more of what Vic Fangio said yesterday. Including on C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Jordan Davis, and more. And also, there was something in the NFL that happened this week. Kind of flew under the radar. It's going to help the Eagles. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, something happened this week that's going to help the Eagles. And no one's talking about it. And it could be a big deal. What it is, tell you next. Show to Cameron John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
John, you and I have both had our new windows from Window Nation for a little while now. And it's beyond just about keeping my home comfortable. It's the thing that really strikes me about is the quality because they feel so secure and solid.
I know exactly what you mean. That's the confidence that comes with their 50-point factory inspection and a lifetime warranty. Plus, their installers are true specialists, many with over 15 years of experience. They installed my windows while I took a nap. It was like a time warp. Boom. New windows in all three kids' rooms. It felt like it was a very productive nap.
It's no wonder if they could put windows in while John's taking a nap, why they have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and over 45,000 five-star reviews. They've installed over 3 million windows across the country. They are not just a company. They are experts you can genuinely trust.
And for anyone who wants that same trust and quality, Window Nation is making it incredibly easy. Buy 4 windows, you get 4 more completely free. And if you replace a whole house full of windows, they'll give you a free exterior door.
Plus, you can do it all now and not worry about the bill. Get 2 years with no payments, no interest, and no money down. Hurry, though, sale ends June 30th. Don't overpay for windows. Call 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.